And hello, sleepies.
It's about time, bitch.
My name is Miss Tiffany Morgan.
Roving away.
It's Troy.
What's going on here?
Just a whole lot of celebrity.
Pause for applause.
Hello, and welcome to
What's the Maple Tea?
With your hostesses,
anemones,
the monies, the money, 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 honey, Rowena Way,
and I am Miss Tiffany Morgan.
Yes.
The same one, apparently, today. I don't understand how that happened, but yes.
It's because I'm having caffeine at 7 o'clock p.m.
So, if you don't tune in very often, regularly Rowena walks in here with some sort of crutch.
Usually some sort of alcoholic beverage.
Alcohol or caffeine. It's
yeah,
one or
alcohol
the
or
other.
Caffeine. And today I'm having caffeine because I'm going to the gym after this. And I need to be awake.
Oh, you're
going
to work out?
Yeah, I'm going to work out.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're going to get that summertime bod mm-hmm. ready.
Working on my fitness. She's my witness.
If she posts it on an Instagram, I'll be her witness.
Yeah, she won't know
I
otherwise.
Will not coach
she will it. Not know otherwise. Yeah, usually, I'm the sane one and Tiffany is off the rails.
I do get off the rails every now and again.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Although I do too, I think. I definitely steer the conversation off the rails more often than you do. But I think that you personally go off the rails more often than I do.
Yes. I think sometimes I could turn into get the soapbox out and then just start ranting on, shaking my fist up at those clouds up in the sky. You clouds! You
clouds, love, how dare you float
dare
there?
You.
I wish I could fly.
Oh my gosh. But you're listening to the Live Broadcast Podcast.
Where we talk about everything. Kingston drag, Canadian drag, RuPaul's Drag Race, and then also the random shit that we think of during the moment.
And can you guess, put into the chats on our Facebook, or maybe even in the Instagram. I think the Instagram is
actually
working.
We're live on the Instagram. We are.
Oh my God, it's What's the Maple Tea? Love this podcast. Rowena Way said that. Okay.
Oh my yeah. gosh, I can't believe Rowena Way would say that. I love her. Don't you love her?
I tolerate her.
I do too. Trust me, that is everyone's opinion.
But into the chats, what was I going to say?
What want us to talk about?
Yeah, what you want us to talk about. And we will have an opinion, I'm sure.
I am 100% sure we would have opinions. Maybe not the ones that you want us to have, but we'll have them.
But can you guess that we have absolutely nothing to talk about per se?
That is not correct.
That is not correct. But
that is not correct.
We only thought about it about 5 minutes ago.
This is true. Because for the last month and a half or so, we've been doing interviews with some of our local drag parents.
Yeah.
And if you haven't listened to those episodes, you can find them on our Facebook, on our website, themapletea.ca.
Yeah.
And of course, wherever podcasts can be found, like Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And honestly, you should go back and listen to them because some of these people have very interesting stories.
Yeah. So the last artist we had was Ethan
from Prince Edward County.
We have Problem Matthew.
Yes. Drag King Problem Matthew.
And then we also had Sherri-Ann Hex.
Wow. We have Rain St. Cloud. Bewitched. It was great. Who was that other episode? Birthed.
Oh, it was my birthday. It was my
drag
birthday.
Oh, your drag birthday.
We
episode.
Didn't have anyone in on that.
No,
day.
Because that was your special day.
Special day.
Yes. But those are a lot of good episodes. And you know what I've learned? Is that my partner is right. And I've never said that before.
And he doesn't listen to this podcast, he doesn't so he'll listen, never hear
so
it.
He'll never know. He'll never know.
He'll never hear it.
No one tell him.
No one will know.
But he says that all drag performers are born out of trauma. And I can say that every single one of these people that we interviewed have some sort of interesting thing in their background that led to them doing drag.
Something interesting, not traumatic?
Well, that's my definition of interesting.
Oh.
Yeah. If you don't have trauma, you're not an interesting person.
Do I have trauma?
Mm-hmm. I'm just not going to voice it for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. In other words, she's like, I'm going to edit it and not talk about it on the live streams.
I'm going to put it in a book. Okay. My tell-all memoir. When I turn 50, it'll be called The End of an Era, My Youth. And then I will talk about Tiffany Morgan's downfalls.
Downfalls?
Yeah. It's actually not going to be a memoir about me. It's just going to be about all of her negative points.
Okay. Are we talking about the negative parts of my bubbling personality, or are we talking about my traumas? or are my negative bubbly points of view traumatizing for you?
I mean, sometimes they are. Sometimes they are. Although I really do like this comment here.
You read it before I even noticed it.
I did. I read it from afar.
I do drag because I want to be like my stepmother Rowena Way.
Uh-huh.
I like how there's two N's in it because I think it was typed Rowena Way.
Yes.
Rowena Way.
People like to make fun of me by pronouncing my name incorrectly, even though they know how to pronounce my name. And I think that's, I honestly find it very funny because so many people who don't have English as a first language pronounce my name Rowena because the E sound is not something in a lot of other nationalities.
Well, yeah.
Other languages.
And in English, like you would have like a double vowel there, not usually.
Yeah, usually.
Like an E-A.
No, having a vowel after a consonant would also make it a long vowel.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like chose.
Chose.
And flame.
Oh.
And blame.
Well, that's with an E at the end.
And Clive.
With an E.
With an E.
Everything yeah. you're saying is an E. At the end.
Climate.
With an E at the end.
No. Climate. There's an A.
Climate.
Climate.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
My money's so tall that my bobby got a climate. Hotter than a Middle Eastern climate. Wind it. Anyway.
Before we're blocked on Instagram.
Before we're blocked because of Rowena's bad impression of Nicki Minaj doing the monster rap.
I did, one of our writers here did say, they're like, oh, thank God, What's Maple Cheese coming back to the airways because I needed my little dose of Tiffany and Rowena.
Well, Rowena. speaking of doses of Tiffany and Rowena, I have 4 shows this week. So people could get a big dose of Tiffany or a big dose of Rowena if they really want it.
She's telling me this just to be like, rub it in.
Well, I mean, she did steal my gig at the solar eclipse last week.
I didn't steal the gig.
I know, I gave it to you. I literally gave it to you.
Don't even go down that road.
No, I did because I was offered it. And then I said, I'm sorry, I'm not available because of work. And then I said, you know who you should book? Tiffany Morgan. Here's her contact information.
Okay.
Literally.
I will not argue against
that. I have the receipts.
Thank you so much for doing that.
You're very welcome. And then it turned out that my work trip got canceled, and so I did not get that.
And I vaguely remember also lying to someone and being like, oh, thank you for thinking about me.
Ah!
When I'm like, oh, you didn't really.
No, it was me. Although, in fairness, they did ask me if I could put them in touch with someone who could do the event, or it could be me. Yes. Like, that was the way they presented it to me. And I accept that because I don't need to do everything. I want to do everything, but I don't need to do everything.
No. Well, yeah. And I'm kind of accepting that this year as well. I'm actually – I've scaled back. I think a lot of us, actually. So maybe
a lot
this,
of the drag
maybe this is a topic
back.
Right now. Like, a lot of us have kind of scaled back because we realized that we're all getting burnt out, I think.
We're all burnt out. And honestly, I do think that there's more drag in Kingston right now than it can probably handle.
Agreed. Agreed. Yeah.
Not to say that we want fewer drag shows. I think it's just that we need to have this expectation that maybe they won't be full all the time. But all of the different drag content in Kingston is very different. I mean, I do a very different drag show than Bewitched does. And Rain St. Cloud does a very different drag show than Blow Pony is going to be doing this Friday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's all very different. And you do a very different drag show, although mm-hmm. you just don't do many. So
yeah, I haven't hosted a drag show.
You haven't hosted a show in a while.
Christmas.
Yeah. Christmas was the last one you hosted.
Yeah.
Although you have done a solo couple things.
Birthday and Christmas.
I thought you did the charity show at the Royal Tavern in February.
Oh yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yes, I did.
See, I know her life better than she does. but it's true though. I mean, I say that I have four shows this week, but really I am dialing back because I used to have four shows a week, most weeks. And yeah. I have been trying to, like, not do that.
Yeah, and I think we're also going to probably see a little dip in shows leading up to June.
Oh, God, June is so busy.
June, I only have one gig. I have two gigs. I'm lying already.
Speaking of June, I just confirmed and can officially announce a show because tickets are officially on sale on my website.
Sure.
So coming back for the third year in a row, because, you know, COVID ruined things. For the third year in a row, we have the Drag Me to Brunch Pride Recovery Brunch. So the Sunday, June 16th, the day after the Pride Parade, there will be a brunch down at the Wharf and Feather, Kingston's largest waterfront patio.
Awesome. I will be fully recovered by that time, so if you're looking to book me.
Oh, she wants to be booked. She wants to be booked. Last year, she just showed up unannounced.
Ah, maybe I'll just do that as well.
She's like, I'm just going to come and steal all your
tips. I'm just going to get all your tips. They were very tipful.
I was like, is that the new way to say generous? Tipful?
Tipful, yeah, generous. Yeah. I'm working behind on the comments here. so we have a comment here. Are you accepting applications for a new drag daughter?
Yes, I need a 200-page essay. and it's okay if 100 of those pages are just the word very, followed by beautiful in regards to me. And am I accepting applications? I mean, the answer is kind of a yes and no. I feel like if I'm going to have a drag child, of which I currently have none actively performing, I feel like I need to have the time to really nurture and help and do all those things.
Yeah.
So the answer is kind of no. However, I am willing to be a drag mentor for anybody and to put in some of the work that way and to provide guidance and even to help people with, like, costuming and wigs and stuff like that, because I'm actually getting fairly proficient at some of this stuff, which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
So always help. Always happy to help. Can consider adopting someone at a later date. But if you want to take my name, that's a discussion.
It's just
a discussion we'd have to have.
Just a discussion we have to have.
Yeah.
Am I taking any new daughters? I don't think so. Fifi's enough.
Fifi's a handful. She is a handful.
I have a child every 10 years or so. There might be. Anyway, it really did. Yeah, I don't know anymore. How many? So there's that one.
How many daughters do you have?
There's that daughter who just had a birthday party, and Tatiana, who lives in Toronto, who doesn't do drag anymore. But
Savannah?
No, Savannah's my sister.
Oh, your sister.
Yeah, Tatiana. And then...
What was her name? Venus DeRogue.
Morgan, yeah.
Morgan.
Well, I don't know if she's a daughter per se, but...
See, this is the thing. Yeah. It's like, I like being an auntie. I like being an auntie or a stepmother in one case. It's a very strange relationship there.
And then Phoebe. Yeah.
She's my stepdaughter.
Okay.
But, like, I'm like the auntie to most of Kingston's drag scene.
Yeah, I do appreciate that, too. Time to sleep before Pride of... Yes.
Yeah, lots of time to sleep before Pride.
So we were talking about scaling back of drag, and someone just put in here, I see the grad club is closing. So just as...
We can talk about that.
As a little bit of context, it's only closing for the summer months, the four summer months. It's reopening in September.
So it's open for the first 2 weeks of May. So there is an open stage in May.
Yep.
There
Last
is an open stage
of the...
Of the spring, summer.
Yeah.
So sign up for that if you're a performer and you want to perform. It's probably going to be an extra large open stage. I'm not going to cut off applications like I usually do. So if there happens to be 15 performers, great. Bring your friends, raise some money for the grad club, buy some drinks. I'm just really excited to kind of send them off in style. But they'll be opening again in September. And then after that, we'll see what happens. We don't really know what's happening with the rent increase and everything. I think it depends on how much money they can raise and whether Queens backs the fuck off.
They are doing a fundraising drive. I think it's $150,000 they want to raise.
That was $100.
Maybe it's $100. Maybe it's $100. Once it goes over a couple, you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And the grad club. So, yeah, we are losing venue space out there, too, for drag. But then again, drag is also opening doors all in places that you would never expect.
Yep.
And also, Fifi has just mentioned that she'll drive you on a boat to the brunch show. That would be a nice
down.
Entrance.
I'm down. I'll have a wireless mic. I'll make sure I get a wireless mic for
that. That would be... You're like, are we 100 feet to shore?
I would love to be driven in on a boat. That'd be hilarious, especially when I fall off the boat trying to get in. But you know what would be even better?
Are you even allowed to dock there, though?
No.
Oh, okay.
Docking is not allowed.
Oh.
No. Sorry.
You know, even just having a video recording of that.
I would really like that. Just let me have my Celine Dion moment at the front and like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But on the topic of like children, like drag children, I have been doing a lot of drag this past weekend. I took a weekend off from performing.
She's back on this about 4 days this week now. My goodness. Yeah. Sakes. Oh, Jan says.
Hi, Mama Morgan. So this past weekend, I didn't do any drag performing. I took some time and I... Finally reset 6 wigs.
Yeah, you were posting that.
Yeah, so I like, so for those of you who don't know, wig styling is very different than hair styling. Because when you style your hair, you just shower and brush it out, right? When you're styling a wig, you have to like let it sit in the water. You have to get out all of the materials. You have to shampoo it. You have to let it dry. You then have to like detangle it. Then you have to straighten it, which means getting it wet again. And then you have to restyle it overnight and all these things. And like, it's a lot of work. And that's why I only have like 4 styled wigs at the same time. But I'm trying to restyle like 6 wigs before Pride. I don't want to do what I did last year. Last year, I had 2 wigs for the entirety of the summer, my green wig and my red wig, and I'm not doing it this year. This year, I'm going to have variety.
There was a red wig?
Oh, the ginger wig.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's a good wig, though.
It is a good wig, but I'm restyling it. I know. Mm-hmm. Jessica's getting restyled.
Jessica.
Yeah, her name is Jessica.
For Rabbit? Yeah,
exactly. Jessica Rabbit. I just finished styling New Blue.
Oh, I saw something somewhere about that. Good Lord, buy a new one. and I'm like, you could just buy them styled.
You can. You know what? I tried to buy a wig styled last summer, and then they shipped it to me, and it got lost. A $300 wig got lost for months. And then when I eventually was just like, what is going on? They're like, yeah, the shipping company lost the wig. I don't have any more of that wig. I have insurance. I'm just going to refund you. And I was like, It was a beautiful wig. It was a rainbow wig. It was a rainbow wig. It was styled into this lovely updo. I was so excited about it. And now, oh well. And that person doesn't do it anymore. They've stopped like styling wigs. So sad. It was so sad.
It's
I've never bought a styled wig before. I was so excited.
Oh my. Well, oh my. We have to go shopping. I think there's a is there not a shop on Montreal Street? We should go check that out.
On Montreal Street?
Yes, yes, yes.
That does wigs?
Yes, yes.
What?
Well, maybe not long. Well, they might have long hair wigs. I don't know. But I think they have extensions there too and some stuff.
On Montreal Street?
I'm told. So we'll have to go.
Okay.
But I keep saying to myself that I want to buy a wig styled by one of the Drag Race stars. Jazz Morgan, what are you doing? You're bouncing from one platform to the next platform. Yes, they do wigs. Yes,
she's
they
upping
do
our viewership. Don't complain.
Thank you. Put it on two platforms. Yeah. There we go.
Listen
there.
Twice. Have one muted, one with subtitles. I have no idea what we were just talking about. Wigs? We'll go shopping.
We'll go shopping.
But I already have like 14 wigs. I bet you don't know that I have 14 wigs because I never wear them. But
so speaking of, okay, you keep talking, fill in for a hot second.
Fill in there. For a hot second. I have a couple wigs though that are completely crap, and if anyone really wants them, I'm happy to give them away. There's two of them. I bought them on Amazon and I don't like the lace. But if you don't care, you should just, you know, take one off my hands. I don't like it.
So full disclosure, I have no lace front wigs.
No, yeah, we know that, Tiff.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
That's why all your wigs have bangs.
Okay.
Hard fronts generally have bangs. It's true.
Okay.
It's true. So Tiffany's about to share a screenshot of something. So for the auditory viewers, I will describe it in described video to you. So she's currently sharing her Facebook profile, which sometimes can be fairly scary. And in this case, she's sharing a memory of 2007 compared to 2024. And in fact, she's showing a memory of her, a picture of her. How vain is that?
How vain. And
she is wearing the exact same wig in 2007 as 2024, and this wig has not been restyled. And you can tell that by how much messier it is in the 2024 photo than it is in the 2007 photo.
What are you
talking
about?
Look at how sleek those bangs are in the 2007 photo. And then the bangs are not sleek and shiny in the 2024 photo.
No,
I saw that wig when you were wearing it at the Eclipse show.
You are so mean to me.
However, I will say it's a fun style. It's
Jazz
a very fun
says
style.
I love that wig on you. Thank you.
It's a very
Thank
fun you. Style. It looks really good on you. And no one else would dare wear a style like that. So you're unique.
Mark, my friend Mark, who also does yoga, he styled that back in 2007.
Oh, my goodness.
And I have it. I just, you know, I dust it off.
You know, it's a good wig. It's a good wig. And if it doesn't move, then it doesn't need to be restyled because it's not going to fall out of shape.
I think he threw a whole can of hairspray in it. I think that's how. So that's my wig styling expertise. I do a little back comb. There's one or two wigs that I do a little back combing on, but that's all I do.
How often do you wash Old Blue?
Well, it depends on how often I'm wearing it, but also all the other wigs, too. So, they get washed once in a while, at least once a year, maybe twice a year. Yeah, depends on how long. And really what I do is I look at it, and then if you can see the makeup in the...
In the hair.
In the hair, too, but also in the edge of the cap sort of thing, and you're like... It needs a clean. And then when you wash it, you're like, wow, that really needed
it. Oh gosh. I used to do wig soup in the bathtub. Like I would throw like six wigs that needed to be cleaned into my bathtub full of like warm water. And by the end of it, it was just like brown and gray and it's really gross. But now I do them in like my utility sink in the basement of my new studio area. So it's like a little box of water.
Yeah, I remember. Less gross. I remember everyone having all these weird tricks and tips on washing your wigs. I remember someone giving me some like a wig shampoo and wig conditioner. Mm-hmm.
You can just use dish soap.
Well, if it's synthetic hair, yeah, which most all my wigs are synthetic hair, just dish soap. And I would use tepid water. I would use tepid
water. Not hot.
Not hot. Because hot will melt the hair. And you may be like, why is it all over the place?
Well, actually, the issue with hot water is that it will actually lengthen the synthetic fibers. So they get really, like, stringy.
Oh, okay.
So most synthetic wigs nowadays are heat resistant. Oh. Most are heat resistant up to a certain temperature, so they won't melt together. Old ones would. Like the ones that you get at like Spirit Halloween will melt if you try to like flat iron them.
Oh, I haven't. Oh my God. I would never.
That's a look. If you want to do some anime hair. No, if your goal is to do like anime hair that's like super structured, melt it. You're great. You got little points. It's fine.
I need a new wig before Pride. Mine has had the aftermath of my flips. It's beat.
Oh, yeah. I'm betting that it's flat. It's like super flat.
Oh, yeah, because you had a really big poofy one.
Yeah. You can pay to have it restyled, or you can just buy a new one and throw that one out.
How do you wash your newspaper-haired wig? Well,
she doesn't.
I throw it in the recycling bin and make a new one every now and again. Wicked Wanda washes her wiry wigs on Windy Wednesday. Oh my God! So this little limerick here, it's called a limerick, right? Wicked Wanda washes her washes her wiry wigs on a windy Wednesday.
It's a tongue twister.
It's a tongue twister, thank you. But I miss these little things back in the
when Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Well, no, it's the little gay ones. It's kind of like the little gay ones. Like I miss, because I remember when I
she
first
sells came, her seashell on the seashore.
When I first moved to Kingston, you know, there was no online, there was whatever, and so we would do some of these stupid kind of tongue twisters and limericks and stuff, and there was
why does there need to be online for that?
Don't mess with my hairdo. Get up again, get out. Oh my God, I just came all over my dress. Get up again. What's going on? Oh,
is this gay history? Is that what I'm learning right now?
Sorry. Anyway,
what is happening?
Wicked Wanda watches her wiry wigs on Windy Wednesday. Yes, I love it.
I love it. It's like gay history.
Yeah, that's a little gay history for you there. Wow. But I don't hear those things anymore. Anyway,
that's because the kids are too busy yeeting.
Oh, someone is trying to get us to talk about another topic.
No, but we're
not
done talking about drag shit yet.
Okay.
So I had to remake my hip pads this weekend.
Yeah. This weekend?
Yeah, I did it this weekend. This past weekend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, didn't you redo hip pads like 3 weeks ago?
No, I just redid them last weekend. Like this past weekend.
What was going on 3 weeks ago then?
Oh, my hip pads were just breaking.
Oh, yes, yeah. They were disintegrating. Yeah, they're disintegrating. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So
the Napanee River finally had its toll.
No, those ones are gone. those ones are long gone. So unlike many people, I don't buy my hip pads. I make them.
I bought mine because I will not make mine.
Yeah. Making them means that you can custom shape them to your body. Versus buying them, they always come in the same, like, Africa shape.
I want to have the same ass as everyone else.
I don't. I want to have a juicier ass, a bigger ass. And so I make my hip pads out of, like, foam that I buy at, like, Walmart. And then I wish I had a turkey-based, like, a turkey cutter. I really wish I had an electric cutter because I use craft scissors. And I literally like snip, 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 snip into the shape of pads. And then I have to like smooth it out with scissors and be like, do, 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 do.
I thought you could take a bread knife.
You can take a bread knife, but I only own one bread knife. I could buy another bread knife. Anyway, what I'm saying is I need to get a turkey cutter. I need to get like one of those electric knives so that I can do my pads a little faster. But what's really fun is that all of the foam gets really clingy after you cut it. And so it just like swarms you. So I look like the Michelin man. Yeah, the static electricity. But so if you see me this week, my ass is going to be extra juicy.
Oh, she's got a new ass. Yeah. And you got a new other thing there too.
No, we're not talking about that.
Oh, okay.
No.
She got
a BBL.
She got a BBL.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess someone wants us to talk about Drag Race.
I bought new dresses for the season. I it's so weird. It's like
Sissyful?
I bought Sheen. Dresses. Sheen. Not I bought dresses. Sheen? I have a new yes. Or Curve. Shane Curve, yeah. So I bought a new muumuu. There's a new white dress, which is like
white.
Well, because I bought a brand new.
She's getting married.
I bought yes. Because sometimes you need like an all white kind of outfit sort of thing, and I needed one because I wanted to do it for the total eclipse. Mm-hmm. When I did total eclipse in the park, because they were like, the prerequisite is you must do Bonnie Tyler. Total eclipse of the heart, unconditional, and I'm like, okay, fine. So that's why I did the big blonde wig and the white dress, because that was Bonnie Tyler and Total Eclipse of the Heart video. There we go. Oh, loved it. Oh my god! If you haven't seen my Instagram video, or I posted it on YouTube as well, like you really should.
You should go watch it. In fact, do that right after this. Don't leave to watch it. Do it after.
So I am going to say it's so weird. It is so weird. Because when I look at the stats of these things, you know, sometimes I'm like, you know, sometimes I'm a little vain and I mm-hmm. look at the stats.
Just sometimes?
Just sometimes. Just a few times, Rowena Way, I'll look at them. But this I found really surprising that I have over 1,100 views of it. I have over 100 likes of it, but when it looks at the accounts reached, it's half. It's
so
like
people
600.
Are watching it more than once.
People are watching it more than once. It's and they're liking it.
Do you want to know how many people watched my stupid video of me sitting up onto a chair?
I don't give a shit.
Good. I won't say that.
Did you put it onto TikTok? TikTok's always
getting I don't get more views on TikTok. TikTok doesn't like me. I don't understand.
I don't think TikTok likes me either.
Like, maximum views I'll on a video is like 250 on TikTok. I really don't like it.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to post my... Oh, I didn't post it on there.
Social media queens. Woo woo.
I better post it on there. I better post that... It's the eclipse on TikTok.
You should.
So, do we want to now jump into this conversation? You're showing. I don't understand.
This video.
I watched the first half second, and then I was like,
oh my god, over 4,000 views.
Show it, or it doesn't exist. Show me. Oh, fuck you.
Accounts reached.
Oh, you got a lot of accounts reached.
Yeah.
There. Wow. Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of accounts reached, are you going to be posting Team Saphira, Team Nymphia, or Team Plain? Who are you voting for to win Season 16 of RuPaul's Drag Race? Put it in the comments. It has absolutely no effect on who wins.
It has absolutely no effect on who wins.
Actually, if you're on Instagram and you do hashtag Saphira, that might actually count towards RuPaul's algorithm.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it does work. Anyway, so Plain Jane,
Nymphia Wind, or Saphira Cristal?
I have a hope.
What is your hope, Tiffany Morgan?
I have a hope that Nymphia will win.
Oh, okay.
Even though... It feels like they haven't set it up. No, it feels like it hasn't been set up. Like, because it seems like the entire time they definitely set up Plain Jane and Saphira. And they kind of left Nymphia in the
wind.
In the wind. Nymphia in the wind. Yes, exactly. Exactly. But I have a hope in hell. I did say And I don't know. I feel like there is still that stigma in America to have an Asian winner.
They haven't.
Like every Asian drag artist seems to be disqualified or something until, you know.
Yeah.
The fact that she's all the way up at the top is like...
But it's happened. It hasn't happened very many times that we've had on the American Drag Race.
Yes.
Had a queen from Asia be from the Asian Pacific be a winner. Actually, it hasn't happened on American Drag Race. Or even in the top. When was the last time? It's been ages.
Yeah.
Manila. And thinking back. Yeah.
It's one of those that, you know, we don't talk about that, right? In America, we don't talk about that. But hey, anyway. So, I'm not saying one thing or the other.
There was someone a couple seasons ago.
Anyway, in the top four or win?
In the top four.
Yeah.
However, we've also never had a plus-size queen win.
That's true, too. The stigmas that exist in the world today. So, if she did win, I'd be all over the boom. Because she is quite the...
She's a character.
She's quite the character, yeah. Can you imagine her being like on All Stars and stuff?
Oh my god, I would love it. But everyone would be like, no, Nymphia, we know that you're good at this. No, Nymphia, we know you're good at that. Nymphia, you're good at everything. Stop complaining. I would be good with all three.
My ranking would be, I would want Nymphia, but I would be okay. I don't know how I can say that, being okay with it. But anyway, Saphira. Crystal, stunning. And then Plain Jane, because I can't stand Plain Jane. I've never stood Plain Jane.
I love Plain Jane. I will admit that at the beginning of the season, I think that she was harsh. But I like Plain Jane acts the way drag performers do to each other. Like classic drag queens act to each other backstage. Like that is, she is undeniably shady, honest, cutthroat, but she also has a heart. She does show that on occasion.
Maybe
not enough, but I do think that she behaves more like most drag queens that I know than many of the other people who have been on Drag Race, who are just like, oh, well, I'm really nice and I don't shade people and I'm not mean. And I'm like, no, bitch, you are. You're just not doing it for the camera. And like, so I do feel like Plain went too far, but I actually really like her. I find her very entertaining. But I think that Saphira or Nymphia could win. I just don't feel like Saphira has been like on an upward trajectory over the last little bit. It hasn't felt that way.
Yeah, Nymphia, this last episode, no, two episodes. When did they do the interview? Podcast interview.
That was not the last episode, but the episode before.
Yeah.
Because the last episode was the Lollapalooza.
That is when I actually had a hope in hell. Because the entire time I'm like, well, she's probably going to be there, but she's not going to win. But after that episode, then I was like, oh my god, she could.
Mm-hmm.
She could.
She could win. I think that Saphira is going to win because RuPaul loves her.
Well...
No, and honestly.
And there's the, like, questionable, like, where did she get the new titties from?
Oh, I love this. I love that. There are so many theories. But
where did she get the new titties
from? I have heard that during the makeover challenge, she may or may not have stolen a pair of titties. Because they're provided materials to make over the girls. Or make over the people they're making over. Yeah, in this case, the RuPaul's Drag Race Vegas Live people.
Even RuPaul was like, oh, these look like new.
Yeah.
There was also someone also mentioned that I guess you're allowed to get stuff. You're allowed to like be like, here's money. I have money. Please go get me this sort of thing.
And so this was a big thing on Canada's Drag Race. in season 3, Lady Boom Boom, who we interviewed. You can listen to that as well.
Yeah.
On our podcast, on our website. So Lady Boom Boom needed to cover up a whole bunch of tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
Because her tattoos were copyrighted images. So the artists who made those tattoos copyrighted the images of the tattoos. So they can't be shown on TV without express permission.
Yeah.
So many people have to wear long sleeves or pants in order to cover them up. And if they can't, they have to cover them up with makeup. And so Boom Boom ran out of the body makeup that she was using to cover her tattoos. And so the production team had to go out and get her more, which she had to pay for. So you can get things while you're there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who anyway, knew? The more you know.
Who knew? Can I order a dress?
can I order a prostitute, please? Thank you.
Oh, my God. Oh. I need a massage.
I'm not going to win. Can I have a happy ending anyway?
Oh, my gosh. Just checking that.
I just want to talk about, though, we had the Lollapalooza last week.
Oh.
And Megami was so good. So good. And I really wanted her to win. I'm glad that, like, I appreciate that Morphine did win. Like, she definitely did win. But Megami with the do-do-do-do-do split was so good. I can't even do a split with my fingers.
What?
No, my fingers don't bend far enough. My fingers don't bend far enough. None of that was on camera, so that's
dear
good.
Dear Lord, her legs can split. she can, but her fingers don't. There's something wrong in this world.
I don't have lesbian fingers. They're not strong enough.
Oh, dear God. Are we going to get canceled when you said that? Jesus.
I have said much worse than that at many a drag show.
Oh, my God.
If you want to experience that, come to any of my 4 drag shows this week. I have a show on Thursday in Napanee. It's a charity show for Sandy Pines Wildlife Center. I have 2 shows on Friday, one in Prince Edward County at Carlo Estates, and then one in Belleville at the Smokin' 116. Which is also a fundraiser for Trellis.
Oh, yes.
And then I have a show on Sunday in Trenton. It's Gay Church Brunch at the Grind and Vine.
The Smoke and Bistro 116. I've never been.
Really? No. I'm surprised, actually.
I've never been. I've done the Google searches. I'm like, where is this place?
Yeah. However, if you're in Kingston, there is a show on Friday at the Grad Club. Go support the Grad Club. It's called Under the Big Top? No, Big Top Lip Sync Battle.
Yep, Big Top Lip Sync Battle.
It's being hosted by Blow Pony.
First time hosting a show.
And they are doing a lip sync battle. So a bunch of people have signed up. There's going to be lip syncs against each other on the tiny stage. And it's going to be chaos.
I'm looking at my phone, not looking up at the camera at what she's doing with her fingers there. Yes, yes. Bewitched. People from all over the place. Ottawa. Mystique? Is it Mystique?
Mystique.
Claude Cash is coming back.
Ooh, yay.
Josephine J from Ottawa. Yeah, there's Ottawa people. Napanee Street Meets coming. Marzalicious. Six and Faye Ryder. Universe. Yeah. Pablo Matthew. And
that's a variety of people. How are they? That's gonna be some interesting lip sync songs.
Hashtag support the grad club. Yeah, I wonder how that works too. Is it gonna be like as rigged as this episode of RuPaul's Drag Race?
The person gets to choose their competitor and then they get to choose the song. That would be really good.
Is it gonna be as rigged as RuPaul's Drag Race?
I don't know. I don't know how it's gonna be. I don't think it'll be rigged.
Is thank God it was rigged in the right way for Megami.
Oh, I don't think it was rigged for Megami.
Not rigged, but rigged is, yes, you it are right, Rowena Way. Well. It worked out very well, yes, because it was odd numbers. It was very odd that, like,
it was a weird setup. That
when you have a lip sync between strange. When it's an odd number and then you have a lip sync between 3 people, but only one person is going to win. Like, you know, it's when you think about fairness and statistics and stuff, it doesn't really pan out.
Well, I mean, it was all random, really spinning out. That wheel with the balls. Spinning the wheel with the balls. It's
is
all
it,
random.
Is it really?
Well, I mean, we don't know. It could not. It might not be. But I would hope that they'd make that random.
Well, because, no, I think it was random. But when you add choice into it, so someone was pulled out, a name was pulled out, like Rowena's name was pulled out.
My name is always pulled out.
And then she, and then you choose your battler. Right?
I choose my battler, my opponent. Yes. Okay.
So then it's just between the two of us.
And then the opponent gets to choose the song.
So it's kind of potentially 50-50, let's just say. You go in 50-50. But then those people who were not chosen at the end, the three of them, they had to battle between themselves. Then it was like a 33%.
They had less of a chance, but they had an equal chance of getting chosen earlier, so it's fine. Well, we think that they did. We don't know.
Well, they weren't chosen, though, so...
But they had an equal chance of getting chosen.
And then that winner of that three goes immediately into the semifinal.
Yeah, so it's an advantage. It's great.
And then in the semifinal, a name was pulled out, and you had to choose who you wanted to go against. But then that person who wasn't in the semifinal gets immediately...
It was convoluted. I will give you that it was convoluted.
It was convoluted.
But we cannot say it was not fair because we don't know. We don't know.
Well, I question the fairness.
Of course you do.
Conspiracy!
Blame it on the edit. You're the one who said it. Blame it on the edit.
Everything Rusa does is rigged. Although I am very glad that... I don't know if I should have said that. But anyway, I'm very glad to know that the rumors that I had heard years ago were substantiated recently.
Oh, what rumors? What rumors? Tell us more.
So post-90s, pre-Drag Race, there were a lot of rumors about Miss Charles and her infamous tempers.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And apparently it may have been confirmed in her own book, I think someone was saying. But yeah.
I just listened to her book, actually. She reads her own audiobook.
Of course she does.
Speaking of books, Tiffany, are you excited for our book?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, it's already been announced. People know. Are you excited for our book?
I had to remind myself that it's that we have a book. Yeah. I haven't even announced it on my socials yet.
Oh my god! Because
I keep forgetting that I have to do that.
Well, I haven't announced it on the socials because I want it to actually be in my hand when I do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but because we have that official advertisement that we
should be soon.
Should be soon. But yeah, I'm so excited. We have a book coming out. Yeah,
we have a book, and it's a picture book.
We're authors.
Because we're not literate.
Yeah. We're authors, but not literate.
We are authors, aren't we?
Yeah, we're authors.
So a project that has been in... How long has it been in
the works? It's been almost 8 months now.
It's been almost 8 months.
Yeah.
We had multiple photo shoots over the summer months.
Lots of brainstorming sessions.
Yeah, during the winter months. And lots of meetings, lots of edits, lots of everything. And finally, there is now a book.
There is a book.
And are they allowed to...
you can pre-register to find out when the book is available. If you go to Becky Hinch Photography on Facebook. But very soon, you'll be able to pre-order the book.
Yeah.
In a limited edition hardcover edition.
Yes.
And we're very excited for that. It looks beautiful. Like, absolutely gorgeous. So many Kingston Drag performers in it. Yeah. And, we're really excited. And I'm really excited. I just really want to do... It's literally, if you go to Becky Hinch Photography, it's the very first post. I'm really excited to do the audiobook.
So, let me just... I can't stop laughing now.
It's It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Here we are, Becky. Look at that cover. Kings and Wigs. Drag in the Limestone City.
Coming soon. Coming soon. We had a question. Will we be doing autographed copies? Well, if you come to our book signing, then we will be doing autographed copies.
Oh, I forgot about that. Do I have action items, Rowena? I'm starting to panic now. Okay, yes. we're going to do a book signing party and blah, blah, blah.
And if you order your book for the hard copy edition in order to come to the book signing, you can pick it up at the book signing and we will sign it for you.
Yes.
Yes.
But what was the... Oh, yes. So... I'm going to tell that story. So in our meeting... We were like, oh, do we print it hard copy or do we just release it as an ebook? Because I'm like, an ebook, we could, you know, ebook is still a book. We could do that and it reduce. Anyway, so, and we're talking and Rowena's sitting there in the corner looking very confused. And she's like, she stops. She's like, why are we doing an ebook? How would you do an ebook? Like, how would you describe page one? This is a fabulous drag queen. Isn't she beautiful? But she's really a man. And then I'm like, it's an ebook, not an audiobook, bitch. It's not an audiobook. So the joke is Rowena's going to do the audiobook.
I'm going to do the audiobook. I'm going to do a descriptive audio of our photo book. I'm very excited. So you'll be able to download the audiobook shortly after the hard copy is available.
We should just do the flipping of the pages.
Oh my God, like the sound ASMR.
ASMR. Oh!
Yes. So it's going to be, you know, it'll be just like the Maple Tea. It'll be chaos.
We should just do it as a live Maple
Tea. Should just do it as a live and just record it. But then the audio quality could be.
Are you saying my audio quality is
not good? No, I'm just saying that it may require some editing. Because I have a feeling that the number of times that we would both break down laughing while trying to describe someone's photo is just, yeah.
Isn't that the whole point?
Maybe, yeah. It's just going to be an audiobook of Sherri Ann Hex laughing.
Yes, get everyone who's in it.
Oh my God.
To read their little chapter. No,
because then we have to give them credit.
Oh, yeah.
No, we don't want to do that.
Too much effort. Thank you, Rowena. Too much effort.
Oh my goodness.
It'll be, oh, well, or this could be the game. This is now a game. The drinking game during Pride is you have your book and you start going around the room doing audio description. It's the Pride party. This is the post party after any events at Pride. I almost slipped. Slipped and said stuff. But
after any events that are not allowed to be talked about
until Pride is announced.
Yeah. Oh my God, Tiffany, is there a Pride event that you're not allowed to talk about?
No.
No, there's no Pride event that I'm not allowed to talk about either.
Yeah. Just go to my website, tiffany.com, events. There may be a whole lot of TBAs. TBAs.
It's just blank squares that say TBA, TBA, TBA.
I mostly do that because I need to know myself that I'm like, oh yeah, I have something that day.
I know that there is an event that you're in that I'm also in that is about to be announced. Oh, look, the person who could potentially censure us is right there. Oh, my God. Don't censure us. Oh, censure is spelled with a C. But yes, there's a show that you and I are both in that apparently is going to be announced like this week. They're just making they signed the contract and everything.
So
when is Pride? We can answer this.
Why don't we wrap up the just talk about Prides in June?
Yeah. Okay. So Pride.
Not just June, but yeah.
So Kingston Pride is the third weekend of June. That's the official Pride parade. So the Parade and Community Fair is Saturday, June 15th.
Let me get the calendar out just to double check that.
Generally, there are events the entire week. So they generally start the weekend before. And then there are events leading up all the way to the Sunday. And I can officially confirm that I have my Pride post brunch again this year.
On Daddy's Day.
On Daddy's Day. I used to call it the Daddy Day brunch. But I don't think the fathers really liked that. Because really, it's the MILFs that come out to my drag shows. Oh, who am I kidding?
The Daddy Day Brunch, yeah.
Yeah.
That's perfect. So May, June 15th, Saturday, in Kingston Parade.
Mm-hmm. And Community Fair.
And Community Fair. And Napnee is June 1st.
Yes.
The first weekend of June. And then Toronto Pride.
And then you and I have a show in the county on the 2nd of June. We can officially say that because they have signed the contract.
They signed the contract.
We have a show at the Waring House on Sunday, June 2nd. We're very excited for it. It's going to be an all ages drag brunch. I gave them the three options. I was like, family friendly, all ages, adult. And I described them. That's very fun. It's very fun for me doing this type of thing.
Yeah. I don't have a difference between all ages and family friendly. No? I keep it to G.
Oh, I keep have it a at difference.
G. I know you have the G and the PG.
Yeah, exactly.
I keep it at G.
PG 13, 18.
Those are my ratings. All ages is PG 13.
Yeah, PG 13. Oh. Expect a swear word or two.
Oh, okay.
Mostly just because the audience will swear at me. Because I have made it the culture of my shows where people are allowed to scream profanity at me. And I like it.
Mm. I'm still waiting for the royalty check to then give to Jazz Morgan.
Honestly, I want to make a Kingston Drag t-shirt that says that.
Oh, we should.
We should sell it at Pride.
Didn't we? Oh, shit.
My God, we should have a drag table at Pride just for drag table.
Now.
A drag table where all of the drag performers can come and sell merch.
Yep, there we go.
That'd be fun. If you want to see that, let us know.
What is it? Waring House?
Waring House. Wow, she's adding to her calendar right now.
Because
we have reached the end of our episode, my name is Rowena Way.
Oh, okay. Rowena Way. I didn't know that you were in the room the entire time.
Yeah.
Where can they find you?
You can find me at rowenaway.com. That's R-O-W-E-N-A. Not two N's. It's not Rowena. It's Rowena Way. .com. All of my shows are up there. You can buy tickets to the Pride Brunch. It's already on sale. Get your tickets now. Make sure you don't miss out.
And Jazz is like, royalty check for what?
Fuck you, bitch. Jazz, you're famous.
Yes. So RowenaWay.com.
Yes. RowenaWay.com.
And get all the tickets that she's selling on RowenaWay.com. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And as for me, you can find me tiffany.com, TYFFANIE.com, or on any local street corner in Kingston.
Literally, she has copies of herself on every single street corner, but they're just like cardboard cutouts. And they have a little QR code that you can scan, and it just automatically video calls her, and she'll be doing weird things.
Oh my God. That is very specific. Weird. The caffeine's really working on you right now, isn't it? The caffeine's really working on you right now. Oh, not that you've already designed them. Okay. And posted them up. Yeah, find me at tiffany.com, and you can find all my events on there as well, and find my socials, watch my eclipse video. Mm. People just seem to really love it.
And if you enjoy What's the Maple Tea, follow us on Instagram so you get notified when we go live every week. Or most weeks. And of course, follow us on Facebook or on any of those Spotify type Apple Music podcasting apps. Because the more that you follow us, the more you'll know about us. And you can also go back and listen to our old episodes.
Yeah. All our socials should be on themapletea.ca as well. So, do follow that. Oh, and, you know, I'm going to take this moment and be like, dragshow.ca.
Do it.
I was so surprised because I just found a new app on the phone that talks about local events, and they literally have linked it or whatever. All their events are being filtered in from dragshow.ca.
That's fabulous.
So, drag artists, put your events on there for free now. It's free. And people are going to find them. Anyway.
Yep. Do it. It takes about 10 seconds when it works.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye.